Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. You know the poem about Santa, he's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice? Now, I can't verify the reality of Santa's list, but I do know the American Family Association has such a list, and they check it pretty regularly around Christmas time. Their list is primarily concerned with companies which depend heavily on revenues brought in during the days when the Christian world celebrates the Savior's birth. The list has two categories, the naughty and the nice. The naughty companies are those who have seasonal and holiday specials, but who work very hard not to mention Christ or Christmas. Oftentimes these naughty companies forbid their staff from mentioning or wishing their patrons a Merry Christmas. In short, the naughty companies are those which have taken Christ out of Christmas. The American Family Association maintains this list because they believe Christians will want to support those companies which haven't taken a politically correct stand against the Savior. Apparently, they believe correctly. This past year, both Sam's Club and L.L. Bean were moved from the nice list to the naughty list. Both companies, it seems, had decided to avoid using the word Christmas in their ads. It didn't take too long before people started calling in and letting the companies know they were going to be doing their Christmas shopping elsewhere. It also didn't take too long before the companies had a change of heart and returned to mentioning Christmas in their publications. So, why am I sharing this information a few weeks after the holiday? After Christmas has come and gone? I just wanted you to know that the voice and the pocketbooks of Christians can be powerful tools to accomplish positive things. All too often we have a tendency to act as if we were helpless and at the mercy of all the non-Christian events transpiring around us. We don't like the things ungodly. We complain about them, but we don't do anything. The truth is, if Christians stay away from a certain type of movie, that movie will lose money and Hollywood will not be so inclined to make such fare. If we don't buy violent games for our children, the gaming companies will come up with something we will purchase. Which all means our witness and our pocketbooks can make a stand. As St. Paul said, whatever we do, we can do to the glory of the Savior whose life was given so we might have life eternal. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, your entire life was lived as a gift for us. Now may the things we do show our gratitude for your sacrifice. In your name I ask it. Amen.